Okay, so the Chazar for Rabbi Simon's Bas Rachel of Shir, packet 24. The topic is Iser Shanishana. Iser Shanishana means when there's something that's Aser, but it changes to some extent, it transforms to something which is seemingly not Aser. So the first Makor we have basically is the Rambam Kei HaMikdash, Perak Aleph, and he talks about the Shemen HaMishcha. One of the Shemen HaMishcha is more drawer, more. What is more? The Rambam says that more basically comes from dam of a chaya, dam hatzor of a chaya, he says. So it starts out as blood, and somehow it gets transformed, it dries or congeals, whatever, and it turns into this more, which is one of the ingredients in the Shemen HaMishcha. The Ravid is cholik, and the Ravid says that he can't believe that in the Shemen HaMishcha we would use something from a chaya tmeya. He would think that that's not a, he wouldn't think that that's an appropriate thing, and that's not, he can't imagine that's what more really is. And therefore, he understands more as a min asev. It's a plant or an herb, something that grows, as a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, as a raya, and that's how he understands more. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, he talks about this topic, and they talk about something called musk. Sometimes it's spelled with a sin, sometimes it's spelled with a samach. So a musk is basically a type of a bosom, a type of a spice, and it's made from dam. According to some shitas there, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, is made from blood that somehow gets transformed into this bosom, which is basically the equivalent of the more we were talking about before. So it's a topic of Yisrael Nishtana, just we're calling it musk over here. So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a couple of different shitas. First, he quotes Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi, who says that he's choshesh lassor. He thinks that this mosem should be also, you shouldn't be able to use it in your food, because he says it's dam. Basically, it comes from dam, so the iser dam will apply. The Rabbeinu Yonah himself, though, says that there is a reason to be makil. And the reason to be makil is because basar hashta azlinan. Because halachically, let's follow what it is now, not what it started out as. So it's yotzei mitoras dam. It left the category of dam. It's no longer dam. Now it is musk. Now it is this type of a bosom, this type of a spice. And therefore, halachically, it will be mutter, and it will not have the iser dam attached to it. And he brings an interesting paradigm, Mariah, vash, honey. He says that honey has a quality that if anything falls into honey is mahapich into honey. So if a chatzichas iser falls into honey, the honey will make some chemical reaction in it. And in the end of the day, that honey will be able to be, is mutter to eat. The chatzichas iser will not have the status of chatzichas iser anymore, it will have the status of honey. So to here, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, this bosem is now bosem. It's basar hashta azlinon, it's no longer dam. That's the yisod of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Basar hashta azlinon. The Rosh, who quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, he's cholek, and he says, rayaso tzricha raya. He doesn't even know where the whole paradigm, the whole right you have from honey, he thinks is questionable, like Mehechitesi. So he questions it based on that ground. If you look at number five over here, the Magen Avraham also questions the Rabbeinu Yonah. He doesn't necessarily address the honey raya like the Rosh, he just has a different raya. He thinks the whole thing is perhaps not correct. He thinks that maybe Shugo Basar may kara azlinon, that the definition of this item should be based on what it came from, not what it is now. So in our case, it would be dam. He does have a raya, which will, he has an arichas on this raya, just as a Meir Malkom. It's in Bechoras Daf Vav, the Kitzur. He says that we know that cholav, the Gemara says, l'chora should be aser. The Gemara has a couple of reasons. One reason is because dam ne'akar v'nasa cholav, that cholav really is the derivative of dam. Dam ne'akar, it somehow gets transformed into blood because there's some connection that when the dam needs to start, the cholav, whatever. So dam ne'akar v'nasa cholav. So basically, it should be aser. All cholav should be aser. But we have gzeiras hakasav, which says it's mutter. And the Gemara gives different gzeiras hakasav. One is eretz yisrael cholav dvash. So one of the things the Magen Avraham says in his arichos there is that if not for the gzeiras hakasav, which kind of trumps the iser dam, it would have been aser afdam. What do you see from there? That really we would go basar meikara, and we do go basar meikara. Just in this case, the Torah is giving an exception. Eretz Yisrael, that we're not going to go follow the normal rules. We're going to have a exception that the chalav is going to be mutter.
Can you explain again the Ravina Yonah's proof using dvash?
Yeah, and just 1 second, and we'll go back to that in a second. Just the Magen Avraham deals with how do I know that maybe this Xeris HaKosev is a Gilei Milsa that we should go Baster Hashem, and the Magen Avraham deals with that. But that's just, I just want to give you a bekitzer of his raya. The Ravina Yonah, he's showing an example, another case where you see Baster Hashta. Because you see that a chatichas isra, which is usher to eat, falls into honey, which is a davar mutter. And since the honey somehow reacts with that chatichas isra and turns it into honey, you could eat the whole thing, even though there's...
According to everyone?
What?
According to everyone? Like, that's like a...
Well, that's what the Rosh questions it. That's what Ravina Yonah thinks, right? The Rosh says, Rayosu Tzricha Raya. He's like, I don't know who... You know, you're bringing a raya from honey. How do I know the honey? What you say, honey is accurate. So, but Ravina Yonah thinks it's accurate. So, that's Ravina Yonah's raya.
What about like with the mouse that fell into the, you know, earlier this year?
The mouse that fell into the shechar. I think there's like
yeah.
This is a honey thing. Okay, I don't get so much into honey. There is, I mean, maybe what you mean is to ask, we know that when we talk about Ein Machlokes Melechatchila and things like that, we talked about I isn't like the parts of the bee and the honey, and we said things like, oh, it's Ein Kavanos Lekach. So what you really mean to ask, what you're probably really thinking is that, why do you need Ein Kavanos Lekach? Why don't you just say that it's nefach to the honey? That's, I think, what you're asking. If I'm not, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. And I don't know. I mean, it could be that maybe it takes time for it to work. So you know, before the honey does its chemical reaction, the chatzicha is still there. That's what I would assume. But I'm just kind of guessing. Okay, was that clear? We're good? Proceed? Right there? Okay. Next thing is Prima Gadim. So Prima Gadim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, so also by this musk, so he says that if this musk, comes from Dam, let's say, and so it's Davar starts at a Davar Aser, and now it's turned into a spice. Now a spice is Avidil HaTaima. Avidil HaTaima gives Tam and foods even more than Shishim, because it's more very potent. You know, it's a spice. So says the Prima Gadim, Mishnah quoted by the Mishnah Brokotze, that if you have shishim, then you're allowed to use this musk in your food, even though it's an Avidil HaTaima. Okay, so generally Avidil HaTaima generally gives time more than shishim, but in this case, since you have the svara of Basar Hashta, so that together with Avidil HaTaima being a din derabanan, so according to some shitas, as we learned previously, so it would be considered a suffix derabanan lakula. That's one reason of the Prima Gadim, why he's making, even though it's giving tam. But that whole din, that tam answers, is a din derabanan according to some. So once you have it's a derabanan, and we have a suffix baser hashta baser meikara. You know, machlokes, you know, different mishonim take different sides on things. So, by din derabanan, you could be meikah. That is one reason of the Prima Gadim, part of by the Mishnah Berurah, to be master this musk when you have shishim. Because when you have shishim, it's only a var of tam. The be'en is already batel. So, now, a second reason, says the Prima Gadim, is that even if you want to say that the Avidil HaTaima is in the Raisa, this is still a Svara to be Mekel. What is that Svara? The Svara is that if you go Basar Meikara, so then it's Asar Av Dam, but Dam is not Avidil HaTaima. So if you want to say it's an Avidil HaTaima, that means that you're going Basar Hashta. And if you're going Basar Hashta, so it's not Dam anymore. It's Bosam. So it's kind of like Mimonim Shach. You know, it should be mutter. So, So this will hold true.
Rabbi,
and that's
can you say the second thing one more time?
Yeah. I mean, if it is, the stream of Adam has another story. Even if it's, you want to hold like the Shiva said, the Vida the Taima is a deraisa. There's still a svara to be makel that if you have shishim, you're allowed to use this musk, this spice in your food. And what is that svara? It's a mimonav shach. It's because if you want to say that that we go basar me'ikara, and the iser dam is still there, so it's asr. So, but if you go basar me'ikara and you hold it dam, dam is not avida l'taima. So it wouldn't asr more than shishim. And if you want to say, oh, but now it's avida l'taima, now it is asring more than shishim, okay, but that means you're going basar hashta. And basar hashta, it's not dam, it's musk. It's the spice, it's both of them. So it should be mukher. If you want to hold it in a vidal taima, then definitionally you're holding that it's not a davar ha'asr, it's a davar ha'mukher. So that's why if it's just an issue of tam, meaning I have shishim, so now it's just an issue of vidal taima. So that's why the prima gadim quoted by the Mishnah Brura is makel. Okay? The way Rabbi Shachter presents this in the Ikvei Atzon, I think, or Rabbi Shachter's formulation of this, is that when it's a din drabanon, you could be mekel and be somich on iser shenishtana. You could hold it. Iser is nishtana to a davar mutter by a din drabanon. That's how Rabbi Shachter, that's how he categorizes this Mishnah Brura. And he says if it's true by a din drabanon, then of course kol shekein is going to be true by a minhag like kitnius. If something is kitnius, so shenishtana, so then it would be. It'd be okay. Rabbi Simon quoted that like kind of tangentially. Rabbi Simon also he mentioned something else from Rabbi Shachter, also in Dikvei Atzon. He was bringing down different shitas to Rabbi Shachter that Isser Shenishtana means that it has to be it's Nishtana b'tam and its flavor, and also its chemical composition. It has to be different. So for instance, now we have all these amazing enzymes. We could do anything with enzymes. You could change things, So for instance, you have corn syrup and then you turn into sorbitol. So that corn syrup is sweet. Sorbitol is sweet. So that's not a change enough to say it's a finished owner. However, if you have corn syrup and you turn into ascorbic acid, so now that's going to be hummus. That's going to be, a spicy taste. That's going to be, so that's a shinui in the tam as well. So then that would be nishtana. So it's not like any little shinui counts as this nishtana. It has to be significant. The tam and it's also a teva. Okay. The last thing I believe I saw mentioned was from the Sefer Yain Malchus. I think he kind of did a little quickly at the end. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, he mentioned it. And the Yain Malchus is talking about a case where you have Stam Yainum, which is Asur Midrabanon. It's not Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach means that a guy really used this wine for Avodah Zarah, but it's not Yain Nesach, it's Stam Yainum. It's wine which a guy touched, Stam Yainum, Asur Midrabanon, and you use this Stam name and you turn it into whiskey, Yain Sarah whiskey. So what's the halach of it? So I say that it's Nishtana. So he quotes the Achiezer, Rechaim Lezer, who says, L'chor should be telling a machaber amah regarding yet Stam Yain. The machaber holds that Stam Yainam is Asr Bahanah, Midrabanon. So if it's Asr Bahanah, then no matter how many times it's Nishtan, it's not going to help you. Even if it be Asr, if you're going to turn it into dirt, it'll still be Asr, because that's part of the Isr Hanah. So if you go to the machaber's mahalach, there's nothing to talk about. The Ramah, however, holds that Stam Yainam is Mutr Bahanah. So once it's mutter b'hana, Rav Chaim Lozer says, then you can be makel on nishtana. And it would be okay. The Yain Malchus, every Yain Malchus, quotes all the Rachmanim that argue on Rav Chaim Lozer, and they hold that even if you hold like the Ramah, there'd be no heter of nishtana. Why? Why should it be author? So that every Yain Malchus quotes the safe, the Shavuot HaShuvos Evan Yukara, which gives a svara. And he says that, interesting svara, that it's only considered nishtana, says Evan Yekar, if it's nishtana to a min acher tivi, another, if it's changed to another natural thing, like basar is changed to honey. So honey exists in the world. It's natural. There's honey in the world. You know, we don't have to create it. However, when it comes to something that you have to create, man has to make the whiskey. It's not going to come naturally in the Bria. Then you wouldn't say nishtana by things like that. So I think that's basically the sikkum of Rabbi Simon's decision to share.